Have you ever had someone refer to something going on in the community who asked you, what's going on there? What's the story with all that? The right answer lies with the people directly involved in it, the people who know. Why not hear their story? So welcome to What's the Story, Pekin? I'm Gary Gillis, your host, and I hope you enjoy this Pekin podcast. Well, spring is finally upon us, and of course, people's minds will turn to spending times outdoors, doing some of their favorite leisure activities, and one of those, of course, especially in Pekin, is golf. So I'm pleased to have as my guest today, Corey Prail, who's the superintendent of golf for the Pekin Park District. Corey, welcome.
Thank you, Gary.
I've been a member of the Pekin Park Board for 30 years, so golf is always, it seems like, on every single agenda. But one thing that stood out with pride has been over the years being able to talk about and acknowledge the fact that Lick Creek is one of the, usually the top 100 public golf courses in the country. But at a recent meeting, Corey announced that we weren't, well, we were in the top 100, but we actually were number three. And it was a pretty special acknowledgement you received. And I thought, I've got to have Corey come here to not only brag on that a little bit, but also let's talk about golf because, you know, again, it's that time of year. So share a little bit about how either you found us or the procedure by which we got ranked that highly and how you found out and what that really means.
Well, Gary, Golf Now does a poll every year, and they had 350,000 people that did a survey. And wow. Through the survey, they ranked their top 10 golf courses. And we ended up number three on the list. Mm. So a couple that were in front of us, one was a course in Hawaii. So to be ranked in the top three with a course that's in Hawaii that costs $280 to play, we were pretty
sure.
Thrilled.
Yeah. That's now, there was, who notified you? Because I remember I saw a copy of the email. It was somebody in the media, the golf media, something like that. Was that it?
I actually got lucky enough. It was one of my guys from Komatsu. He caught the email from Golf Now, so it went out to any person who was a Golf Now member that books tee times through Golf mm-hmm. Now. Then they reached out to us, and then one of my customer service guys from Golf Now as well reached out to me the following day
sure.
and just said congratulations.
So in your opinion, or I'm sure it's the opinion of all Pekin golfers who've attempted Lick Creek, is what makes it stand out versus all the other, I guess there's 15,000 public courses in the country. So what is unique or special about Lick Creek?
One of the biggest things is the golf course layout. Everybody that comes out to play Lick Creek really likes the golf course layout. There's six holes that go left to right. There's six holes that go right to left and six holes that go dead straight. Hmm. So most places you have, it depends upon the person who's designing the golf course or a golf committee type person that's wanting the golf course to go in their favor. So we're sure. very fortunate with the layout of Lick Creek. Having McNaughton Park around it, it's just very unusual to have that great a golf course in
sure.
the middle of the United States.
Well, you have a special affection for it because I knew you grew up here. And tell us a little bit about, you know, what you were here, you left, you've had a diverse experience in golf courses elsewhere. You are a PGA pro. And we were fortunate enough, the Park District then, when a local legend, Steve Funk, was retiring, to be able to bring you here. But what brought you back? Maybe share a little bit about your experience growing up here and getting into golf, and then what brought you back?
I was very fortunate when I played high school golf here at Pekin that I got to play with D.A. Points, who D.A. Points mm-hmm. plays on the PGA Tour.
Sure.
I was able to play golf here, then I went to play golf at Bradley and Lincoln College, and then had the chance to move to Arizona to go to golf course management school. So I did that right there. I spent some time in Arizona. I spent some time in Iowa, where I then got my Class A PGA professional. It's about a five-year program right there. I then took my first head pro job at Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs, spent some time there, and then I was the head golf professional at Topeka Country Club in Topeka, Kansas. So you can kind of see I'm getting closer and
sure.
closer to
closer.
Illinois.
Yeah.
And in the back of my mind, I thought, I wonder when Steve's going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be darned, I was at Topeka for about 5 years. The opening was there, and I said, hey, it's time to give back. And all the things that I learned in high school and different things with golf. It was kind of nice for junior golf, and just time to get back, and also time to spend more time with family and friends.
Sure. Well, that's great. I know the board was excited when we had someone that, you know, kind of grew up here and not someone that said, hey, they have an opening, and I'll go, I don't know where Pekin, Illinois is, but I'll go check it out and see if that's a fit for me. And for you, it was a natural fit, and we knew it would work out perfectly for the Park District and the community in hiring you. Of course, for golfers, they know there's a number of courses, public and private, but the two public courses, the other one, the sister course to La Creek, is Parkview. Share with us a little bit, especially for people who perhaps are not golfers, what is kind of the difference between the two? Obviously, La Creek's going to be for someone that's perhaps a little more accomplished, but therefore potential golfers should know a little bit about Parkview.
We're very fortunate, like we said, to have the two golf courses, but you have a pretty good variance. You have a golf course like Parkview that's a little more wide open. It's got undulating greens, but for the most part, it doesn't kick your teeth in, I hate to say it. And then we have the contrast. We have Lick Creek, where you have three of the toughest holes basically in the state that everybody talks about. You have very fast greens with bent grass. So we have the ability to where you can play both golf courses and still walk away going, hey, if I really want to play Parkview because I know it's not going to be as tough on me, I can play that golf course all the time. And sure. Then you have Lick Creek, where you can test your ability, or that golfer that has a little bit better skills, you have the ability then to play Lick Creek.
So if they become a beginner golfer and they decide to go and take a step up and attempt Lick Creek, I know, and we've talked about this at just a recent park board meeting, is you're undertaking a bunker renovation program. And explain to us a little bit about what that is and why that's a positive for Lick Creek.
Yes, it's like we were talking about in that ranking as well, it's going to be huge for us to get us to the next level. We currently have 59 bunkers at Lick Creek, and then we're going to go down to 47 bunkers. And so basically we're going from 90,000 square feet down to 50,000 square feet of bunkers, which is going to be really good for us. From a maintenance standpoint, anytime it rains, the last time the bunkers were done was a little over, I believe it was about 14 or 15 years ago. And then those 47 bunkers, we're going to get those renovated, kind of scoop out the bottoms, and then put white pro-angle sand in them. Mm-hmm. So once it gets said and done, it's going to put us in a class of its own.
Well, and speaking of the layout, maintenance, and upkeep, share with us, if you will, just the cost of materials that go into maintaining two top-notch golf courses. All the times we have voted on fertilizer, and it's not like taking a truck to Menards and filling up with a few bags. I mean, there are tens of thousands of dollars in it, and it is more a science than really an art. And maybe just briefly share what goes into that and the challenges that come with that.
The challenge that we face between the two golf courses, you have one golf course, Lick Creek, that has bent grass fairways, so the maintenance on that, that's the reason why we're open from April 1st to October 31st. That grass goes dormant, it turns a brown color, and when you make a divot there, you have to replace the divots, be able to put sand there. The maintenance that goes into that golf course, it's very extensive. You were talking about fertilizers, fungicides. We spend around $100,000 on fertilizers and fungicides on that right there. So that's pretty significant between the two golf courses. You get Parkview Golf Course where the maintenance is a little less, but it's still extensive enough to where you have to have somebody out there mowing greens and fairways and tees. You're changing pins every day. It's pretty extensive.
Well, you mentioned operating from April through October. We've been fairly fortunate this year and in the past. I remember when we would set the budget for golf, we would anticipate or budget for no revenue in December and January and even February. Well, now it's almost seems like year round, because you guys, if the weather is conducive, you're going to be open. So how has that gone? I mean, here we are now in middle of March and it's already been open for a while, and normally you would start anticipating an opening. So share a little bit about that.
It's pretty exciting. Actually, you're going to get to read it next week in the board report, but it's pretty interesting. I was just writing down passes and things like that. We did 117 passes at this year-to-date right now from last year, and this year we're all the way at like 195.
Wow.
rounds of golf are crazy. We had maybe 300. We didn't have any rounds at all in January and February last year, and then we had about 300 in March. And then this year, we're all the way up to 1,800 rounds, wow, which is wild, in January, February, and up until today, which sure is pretty amazing.
Sure. Wow. Speak a little bit about pass holders. So if someone does take up golfing and they decide to, you know, go to Parkview or maybe even Lick Creek, how would they go about doing that? What's the advisable way to get the best value?
Your best value, one thing, like we've mentioned, we're very fortunate. We probably have some of the best rates, I'll say, in the country. Me being seasoned enough in all the different places, I've been very fortunate to study rates, things like that. The nice part with our golf pass is, Park, you get to use the pass pretty much year-round. Mm-hmm. We're one of the very few courses, especially with Parkview, that are open year-round. And then, like we said, Lick Creek, you get to use that from April to October 31st. Mm-hmm. So you get two awesome golf courses, and all of our rates are listed on our websites, both Parkview and Lick Creek Golf Course.
So somebody gets a golf pass, they're taking up golf, either they as a rookie to golf or to perhaps take up the game now in retirement or whatever. You would inevitably get a call of someone saying, hey, I want to improve my game. Do you offer lessons?
Yes. We on Thursdays, we do adult golf clinics, and they happen from like 5 to 6. We've got those posted on our websites as well, and then we also offer private instruction. So, and then we also have an extensive junior program. We've got kids camps that we do for about 3 weeks. And then we've also got junior clinics that happen on the weekends as well.
Well, I know, let's say they do take up, they take the lessons and get passes, and someone says to you, well, you know, Corey, I've really enjoyed these two golf courses, but there are others in the area. I know we have that reciprocal program. So share a little bit about that.
Park District Reciprocal is awesome. So the local park districts that are in the area, we work and partner with the ones that want to participate in it. So you can also see that on the website as well. Mm-hmm. The partner, Peoria Park District, there's discounted rates at different time periods. So that's also another benefit of having that pass right there.
Okay. And maybe I was thinking on the way here about when we irrigated, especially Parkview. And I remember we had a public meeting at the pavilion, and we had golfers there, and we solicited their input, and it was kind of a back and forth. It was interesting. There were a number of golfers that didn't want it irrigated because the ball would carry farther in a hot summer where the grass was like concrete, it would go farther. And I remember Bud Moore, the late Bud Moore, was there, and he, you know, I'm not a golfer, so I was just looking at the people on the board who were golfers and how they were responding to input. And Bud said, you know, I'm getting up there in years, and in the middle of summer, when I, you know, take one of my shots in the fairway and I hit that like concrete surface, I feel it in my forearms for days. And right there, I was pretty much sold. You know, we needed to have that. So it's a good thing with that, but I know managing the water, you know, the heads of the watering devices, et cetera, become a challenge as well. And I know you've got some expertise in that, some assistance in that.
Yes.
And that's with it's Greg Funk that helps you with that, and he seems to be, you know, have it's that's more in some ways an art. You have to almost massage your way through that with trying to get as much use and life out of that. So yes, it's a good thing that Greg has that expertise. So that's cool. So if someone was a golfer, let's say a little more established, and they came to you and said, Corey, tell me, what's one or some simple advice on how I can improve my golf game? What would that be?
Simple advice. I always use the word PGA. So I've always used that through my teaching. I've been teaching about, I'm close to 20 years right now, believe it or not. So if you use the word PGA, you can kind of think of posture, grip, and alignment. Basically, the P stands for posture, how you mm-hmm. stand up to the ball. G stands for grip, the way you hold on to the club. That, to me, is the engine of the golf swing. It's the most important part, how you hold on to the club. That kind of dictates where the ball is going to go. And then last but not least is your alignment. That's the most important. If you're aimed right, you're going to hit the ball right. If you're aimed left, you're going to hit it left.
Makes
but
sense.
Our eyes are very deceiving in your eyes. Sometimes think that you're aimed the correct way, and it's basically making sure that the club face is aimed at the target. Then you set your feet, hips, and shoulders. So if you can think of the word.
I know if the advice you would give, if golfing on either Parkview or Lick Creek, I know you've identified one hole at each golf course that perhaps is the most challenging. Which would those be? Which ones would you tell listeners that if you golf Parkview, you know, be careful in your approach to this one, or how you golf on Lick Creek, that one? Which would those be?
Yes. Parkview, I'd start out. Hole number 12 to me is probably the toughest. It's a pretty good par 4. You have to keep, I think it's, you're looking at basically about 230, 40 yards, making sure at least you're keeping the ball on the left side of the fairway, mm-hmm. because in front of the green you have a creek. The hole's 450-plus yards, so it's a pretty good hole right there to make sure that you stay out of trouble. And then your second shot, you don't want to be short because you'll hit it in the creek, or if you push it to the right, there's another creek that runs along hole number 4.
Sure.
So you have to be careful in that hole. And then over at Lick Creek's our famous hole number 6. It's a really good par 5 from the blue tee markers. You're looking at 580 yards,
wow.
230-yard carry of a ditch that's super tight. Mm-hmm. Then your second shot is a tight shot that you have to basically carve it around the corner, shape it to the left. And then your third shot's just as tough, because if you miss the green, you can be in the bunker on the left or the bunker on the right. And then to get out of that hole by making a par is something you can sure. be proud of.
So this is probably a loaded question, but you know, if you're in either clubhouse after a round of golf, is there more mumbling under breath or a little bit of cussing at Lick Creek than Parkview, or vice versa?
I'm going to say it's tougher. Lick Creek, I would say, but it's a good beating. If you're going to take a beating on the golf course, Lick Creek's a good beating to do, just for the fact of you're the one hitting the shots. And you said, boy, a lot of people who play the golf course for the first time, they say, I would have played those holes different.
Sure.
But it also, one thing that's kind of neat is if you've never played Lick Creek before, when you get to 5, 6, and 7, you're almost better not knowing what you're in for.
Yeah.
That's just for the mystery advice. Of just play the holes sure. and not say, oh, geez, I know when I get here, I've already been warned. These are really tough holes right
don't
there.
Don't let the course beat you. So there you go. Anything else you want to share with local or area golfers?
Like I said, I'll say this again. We're very fortunate with the two golf courses that we have. A lot of our information's on our website. If you go to Lick Creek or Parkview, both the websites are even the Peak and Park District. Mm-hmm. All of our information for adult golf clinics, junior golf clinics, pass, 10 armor rates, tournaments. We host quite a few tournaments. The Peak and City is one of the biggest tournaments that we have as well, too, which, you know, like I said, I'll reiterate it again. We're just very fortunate to have two wonderful golf courses in a town that has 34,000 people.
Are there any, we'll finish up by talking about any kind of rumors or people's perception of either golf courses that you want to get addressed? Because I know in a lot of sports, there's those type of things that exist.
I would definitely say I think the hardest part, like that we covered it right there, Lick Creek, out of anything that people would say, mm-hmm. the downfall was the bunkers, and we're mm-hmm. getting ready to address that May 1st, right. So we're excited right. to start that. We're also going to be putting sand in the bunkers over at Parkview as well. But like I said, other than that, we have two good golf courses. We have awesome breakfast, lunch. And like I said, it's you want to do adult golf clinics, junior golf clinics, junior golf camps. We have a little bit of everything for any golfer.
Oh, that's great. Well, Corey, thanks for being here. Thank you for all you do. I know you're getting ready for a real busy summer, and I'm sure it'll be that way, especially as more people realize that if they can conquer Lick Creek, they're conquering the third best public golf course in the country. So that's just a great reputation. So I want to thank everyone for listening. We always welcome and encourage your thoughts, inputs, comments, critiques. We're always looking for ideas for guests, but the list is adding up. I want to thank Mike Eaton, who's been here now for our 31st podcast as our sound person, and will, in my opinion, be in that role forever. Thank the Pekin Library for offering the Passport Room, where we've done all these podcasts. And thank you to you for being part of this. Thanks, and have a great day.